Welcome to JMM Podcast Show. I'm Jacoby Haley. We got
Michael Bergamo right here.
A couple of guests we got on the show today.
Right. I'm sports expert Mitchell Sterlitz.
And I am also sports expert Callum Porter.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. We're going to start off with this day in history. This day in history on 1940, Adolf Hitler issues preparations for Operation Martita, the German invasion of Greece.
That's big.
That's a big one.
That's something.
That's big.
That's definitely something. Because last week, you know, we talked about
Adolf Hitler,
him winning Time Person of the Year.
That's right,
19... Oh, isn't that was that before the war?
He did a lot for
way
Germany.
Way before. Yeah.
He did a lot for Germany, let's be honest.
I mean, okay, that's one way to look at it.
Sure. I mean, he did a lot for Germany then.
Kind of blew it.
Yeah.
Kind of blew it pretty bad. A little bit. So we're coming at you on a real snowy Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. What's the date today? Is it the
13th?
Is it the
12th?
13th.
Wednesday the 13th.
You're right,
and
it's the
13th. We got like 6 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah. And we're in school.
And it's just getting worse.
Still in school. All of Livingston County has been closed down. Ipsy's closed down.
We can't go home.
Ann Arbor left early.
Ann Arbor left
Pinckney,
early.
Brighton closed. I'm pretty sure Chelsea
closed. Everyone else is closed. And we are still here.
Because it's Dexter.
Yeah,
it's
I'm just going to say the name.
Say the name.
Chris Timmis.
Mr. Yeah. Chris Timmis. Come on,
doctor,
man.
Doctor.
Legend. He's a doctor.
He's
a
doctor.
Yeah.
He's a doctor.
That does not mean that he's making the right decision here, in my opinion.
Nope.
Or in any student.
Yeah.
But
somebody's going to get in a crash.
Which segues perfectly into our next subject, which is the predictions on how many crashes are going to be in the parking lot for school.
I'm going plus or minus. Okay, I'll set the
over-under.
Over-under. Let's see. Typically, you'll see one every month or so, and that's with good condition. So I'm going to go I'm going to set the over-under at 5.
Plus or minus 5? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go... I feel like that's...
What are you taking, Mitch? What are you taking?
I'm going over. I'm going under on that for... I'm going over on that for sure.
You're going over 5?
Over 5. I feel over
that's
5.
That's big.
Nah, it's big. Nah, I mean, think about how many sophomores are driving now. They haven't driven in the snow before.
Under 5.
I say 3-5. 3-5.
I say 3.
So under? You guys are both under?
You got 3
at the most.
Okay.
Last year, there was some pretty... I think I saw 3 last year on a date like this.
I almost got into one. I was, like, backing
nobody,
up.
Nobody wants to take their time to, like, wipe off the back, and you got kids that are just going to fly out.
Like,
and
you got kids that are...
I mean, somebody's going to get...
Anyways.
Isn't there supposed to be a way that you, like, they do seniors first or whatever?
Yeah, they usually do is they let, like, the seniors...
Like
kind of leave a little bit early, just kind of thin out the parking lot so that doesn't happen.
That would help.
In theory, that would work really well. Yeah. But once again, nobody's going to make the right decision here.
And
we're going to have an onslaught of people.
Everybody's going to try to leave early, and then there's going to be problems.
That's right. Well, actually, people have already left. A lot of people have already left early. It's not 5th hour. We're doing this during 5th hour.
The Durans, Andy and Autumn, so their mom actually tweeted at Tim. And then called him out of school.
Yep.
This is safety. Like, eventually, you have to realize that somebody's gonna get hurt.
Hasn't Dexter never had a early pullout day?
No,
never.
No.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, we have. It was
for
power,
outage.
But not for snow.
Not for snow. Yeah, I was gonna say 2 years ago we had one. But
that's ridiculous. I mean, every other school
gets
pulled.
This is way worse than a power outage.
Because I mean, he sent out a tweet today that was like, "We don't want to worry about those little kids that won't have their parents at home."
Yeah.
One. If you contact all the parents, all the parents that like were getting released early, no parents gonna be like, "Oh yeah, drop my first grader off at my house.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna worry about it." No,
I see every
something
day,
takes
like.
So what? So we gotta lay down the line on which is more important: the kids staying home with nobody there, which may or may not happen, or a bunch of teenagers getting into car accidents.
Well, let's see. The kindergartners at home, I could see.
I mean, worst case scenario.
But they're probably
they're too short.
There's gonna be maybe.
I feel like it wouldn't happen.
There's gonna be maybe
it's just
maybe 3 kindergartners.
Like what's more
like
realistic?
Young kids that are actually gonna be left, which
they just stay at.
That's at most.
Yeah.
And there's aftercare in that extreme sense.
The first snowfall.
But kids
year,
like us that could get could have gotten out when there's 2 inches.
Yeah.
And the car was right there to pick them up.
Yeah.
They're so soft. It's incredible.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the topic right now.
No.
Yeah, they're soft.
No. Anyway.
That's one thing.
Back to the point. It's more realistic that it's more fair to just have a kid go home. Sure, it's a first grader. Would you rather have a high schooler get into a car crash
that's
or a first grader be home alone, right?
Andy.
Anyways. So when I
worst case scenario, what? He's home alone for an hour?
Yeah, hour top.
No parents leaving some kid. Even if and those first graders, if they get off in like the neighborhoods and stuff, totally could go to somebody's house.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's
a lot more
possibilities than a bunch of high schoolers leaving and just crashing.
I mean, that's not even in our hands at the same time. Like, you could slip off.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids who drive two-wheel
drive
cars.
There's no control. Yeah, especially rear-wheel.
This person drives a convertible Mustang to school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still.
I've seen, actually, I mean, there was this kid who just told me, he goes to WCC and he drives back here to get his classes, and he said the roads are, he said he saw a bunch of ditch cars and a bunch of, like, skid marks, and
it's gonna be bad. He said the roads, it's gonna be ugly.
He said the roads were worse than Monday night when it snowed a bunch.
Ugh. I'm going to...
They haven't had any, like, snow trucks out or anything? Not even icing the road? Or not
well,
even
I mean, keep snowing. No, it just keeps snowing,
doesn't
do anything.
When you get, oh, when, okay. it, when it gets this cold, too, ice doesn't... Ice, or the, the salt doesn't work as well, which is why I think we have a better chance of snow day tomorrow, because it's supposed to be like 3 degrees, so there's no way that salt's going to be affected.
Hey, let's look up, let's go on snow day calculator.
It's like 80%.
Are you serious?
Yeah, 87%.
Let's look it up.
It was at 96%.
It was, yeah,
that's 3 days in a row that we've had over 75.
Yeah,
and no consideration.
Tim has tweeted out there's a better chance Thursday than today for snow day.
Yeah, but he tweeted out yesterday. He really is kind of like beating around the bush when it comes to calling the snow.
No, I don't.
Well, you know what happens.
I think he enjoys it. I don't get it.
Do you know what happens?
It's kind of sadistic.
So
he's a troll.
For every snow day that we don't use, maybe like 9, something like that. Every snow day we don't use, we get money.
That's, I don't know if that's a good incentive.
It's not. It's kind of
unfair.
I'm not saying it's a good incentive. I'm just saying.
I mean, sure, it is an incentive, but like. You have to draw the line.
Yeah, we got 87% chance of Thursday.
So that means that we are at probability of no school. So it's not
87%.
No, okay, but then Friday is this chance of an early closing. Nope, that's not going to happen.
I mean, that never happens. I mean, which won't, obviously.
Let's see. Yeah. You get money for the school or it's kids, like, kids safety.
Can we confirm that they get money for this? I mean,
I can't confirm it. I've heard it multiple times, multiple different years from multiple different people. So...
So talked
it's
about
at least an eyebrow raise. It's at least something to consider.
Oh, how many cars do you think are going to get ditched on the way home?
Oh,
let's set the over under.
I mean, that'll be
over under 10. Over under 10.
No. I'm going over under 8. I'm going over under 8.
I'm going over that.
I'm 10. I say at least 10.
It's about at least
people are going to go the speed limit.
Yeah.
But they're still.
And they usually go.
Yeah.
And it's just. They're going
to. They just. Because they just don't know how to drive. Like 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, they just don't know how to drive.
The brand new.
They
want to
go fast.
Brand new
drivers. They want to go fast.
Yeah. Not first, you last.
Because they got freedom, and then they're going to punch it, and then they're going to slide right through intersection.
I think one of my friends is going to do donuts in a parking lot and smoke a pole.
Mm.
It happened.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I know a kid.
Right into it.
Nick Richter. He graduated last year. He is brand new Mustang right into a pole.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is
I think that was Monday night. Yeah, it happened to him.
Oh.
Like, he was doing, I don't even know. I don't know if he was doing donuts or he was just... He was just in the parking lot.
Just fishtailing around.
I think, and then just boom.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Isn't there another big day today? There's a voting going on, right?
Oh, yeah. So
is that today or tomorrow?
We'll jump ahead a little bit. So net neutrality.
What is net neutrality?
So that is a brief synopsis of it, at least. I didn't do much research on
it.
It's
kind of self-explanatory.
So it's not allowing companies to control essentially what would be slower and faster.
Yeah, speed of the internet.
So theoretically...
Access.
Oh, okay.
If a company has complete freedom on that, they could, say, restrict certain websites or slow them down so that you may or may not have to purchase a more expensive package.
It's all about the money.
So
like
Verizon,
Verizon
did it in 2013 with Netflix and YouTube.
Yeah.
I think it was 2013.
Yeah.
They slowed them down, so you had to buy a bigger package.
Yeah.
AT&T did it with
Very
FaceTime.
Unfair. Very unfair.
And then an older internet company did it with Vantage. You guys remember the phone?
Vantage?
Yeah. So they wouldn't allow access to that website in hopes that you would have to purchase their phone
kinda
package.
Kind of like a cable kind of thing.
So that's a big vote today. That's big.
Yeah.
I don't think
the leader of the guy that wants to get rid of net neutrality is Ajit Pais or something like that, right?
The guy with the giant-ass Reese's mug.
Yeah. The guy he's trying to be very relatable, and it's just not...
He's
not
like
working.
30 years old.
It's just such a greedy thing to do.
I mean, yeah,
so
I know.
Greedy.
Like, I think you could come together on that, regardless who you are, and understand. Hey, I don't want to pay
people are
$100+ for a package to access like social media or something.
No,
like
sure, you could tap into like the value of it, but like that's what people have like Wi-Fi routers for. Like you still pay for it. You don't need to pay premiums just to get like the same speed or maybe even a little bit faster.
They should
really
realize that the outrage that this would cause is not worth it.
Yeah. It's just not.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's a whole lot to discuss on the fact that it's not going
to
get...
It would be a shocker if it was passed to repeal net neutrality.
Yeah.
That would be a huge shocker.
They already have a petition with like 1.5 million.
Damn. Yeah. Have you heard that Amazon is getting investigated to see if they're a monopoly or not?
Oh, oh. Wow. Well, there's something in China that's like...
Are they just like slowly controlling other shipping companies and stuff like that?
Yeah, they're buying into oil and pharmaceuticals. They're going to go toe-to-toe with the big pharma.
Wow.
And,
nice. Yeah, they're going into everything.
They're going into oil.
No, we talked about... Didn't we talk about Jeff Bezos a couple weeks ago?
He surpassed Buffett as the richest man in the world.
Like 96 billion.
I think something like that.
He's almost at 100. That's since like 2009.
I've never heard of this guy. What is he? Is he the
CEO of Amazon?
He started out with books.
Yeah.
Think about it. Yeah, Amazon was just a book company. And
they got Amazon Key, which is like hours delivered.
98.2 billion.
That's went up 2 billion since the last time we talked about it.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Yeah, that's unheard of.
Look at him.
He looks like one of those,
looks kind
of
like
he looks like he wants
to Austin Powers villain.
Yes, yeah. He does. He looks like Dr. Evil.
$1 million.
Where's Mini-Me, dude?
Yeah.
That could be
other big bad. Political news. We had the Alabama special election.
Oh, so, yeah.
Roy Moore.
Hey, I haven't actually really quick, I don't know a lot
about it.
What's his face? Nick Saban got like 2,000 votes.
He got like 20,000 write-ins.
Wait,
so, yeah.
For the special election,
yeah,
you
got 20,000 plus write-ins.
Dude, who else can get your team into the playoffs without winning your championship?
Dude, Nick Saban actually got voted in as like a...
No, not voted in. So
he didn't get voted in, but he got
2% of the votes.
He got, yeah, something like that.
Some Roy Moore lost.
Where is it?
Go to all.
Nick Saban.
Receiving write-in votes? That's just stupid.
So here's the thing, though.
Was this a governor election?
There were 22,819 write-in votes.
Okay, so
that's a senator election.
Yeah,
that's a big deal. So
that's
hold up.
That is a big deal.
So Doug Jones won by like 20,000 votes in the state.
Yeah.
And that's a huge special election. That lowers the majority of the Republican majority in the House or the Senate. You haven't had a true Democrat win since like the 1950s. In the 90s, someone did, and then
that's a
switch parties.
That's crazy.
Was Moore supposed to win?
So if
until it came out that he's a pedophile.
Well, he got a little closer because the girl retracted some of the things that were in the yearbook.
That's
so kind of
shady.
The whole yearbook scandal, but.
But that's kind of
shady. Saban gets 22,000 write-in votes, and Jones win by 20,000. You got to think, say some of those
swing.
People.
Yeah.
That's could've big.
Some of those people probably just went, screw it, I'm voting for Saban.
Oh, totally.
Like,
because why not? I don't get how that many people could think, you know what? Let's vote for that college coach.
It's roll tide.
Yeah.
It's roll
screw
tide.
It.
Roll tide, man.
You know, I don't like either of these guys.
I don't care about my state. Let's vote for the coolest football coach.
The best football coach we've ever had.
Yeah. Why can't he coach a state? Who knows?
So, moving back to Dexter, our sports winter sports are kicking up.
Yeah.
So we got Chelsea week for hockey.
When's that coming up?
That's Saturday. Saturday at 7.
That's Saturday?
At Vets.
Big game, big
place
game.
Place is shaking.
Everybody better be there.
I heard that's gonna be crazy. But he said on the announcement there's new rules to Vets Arena or something like that.
Oh, yeah, dude. The student section's... I think the student section...
is crazy?
The student section this year... It's
unbelievable.
Is the best we've had since, I would say, the 2015 year.
Since we were like...
Hands down, I'd rather go to a hockey game than a football game right now.
Even at the football games, it was insane. But the hockey games is where we're...
It's way better. It's way better.
It's so much fun, the hockey games.
And we got a real chance. We actually got a real chance.
Who are the big players on the hockey? Give a couple shout-outs.
Okay, so we got... Logan Eggleston.
You
know, I hate to
say
it.
The legend, Garrett Eggleston.
I hate to say it, but he's putting the team on his back.
He's fast, man.
He's so good.
He's so good.
You got Mills. You got Crazy Legs, as they call him.
Crazy Legs.
You got...
What's that nickname come from?
Because his legs move way too fast for his brain.
Yeah.
His brain can't catch
up.
No. We got Musty. That's to call Gabe Waldrop. He's real good. Dude, it's all in the nicknames, man. You got Eggles,
legendary.
Crazy Legs, and Musty carrying the team. They got a new kid in net, Chris Eberle.
Chris Eberle, freshman?
Christopher Eberle.
He's a real deal. He's a true freshman.
We are in high school.
Not
redshirt.
He's a true freshman, yeah.
I heard Ryan Lass was supposed to get in a fight.
Yeah, Ryan
no,
Lass.
That's Trevor.
Trevor told me personally
that as soon as he comes back, if he can come back for Chelsea, whether it's at home or away, he's getting in a fight because it's his senior year.
Hey,
quote me on
anybody
that.
Anybody who doesn't know, Trevor Latz tore his ACL last year. And
twice.
Then he tore it again this year.
He's an animal.
Right before
he
the season.
He's a straight up animal.
Is it just
going to
be at the beginning of the game? Just like
I don't know.
I
he's not. He's not playing in games right now.
Just
he's
like, just like, it's gonna
he
be like
is
Doom
a goon.
Where he just like drops the
I guess
as soon as he gets
I don't
in the game.
Know.
I hope.
Who's he going to fight? Doesn't matter.
Anybody.
Doesn't
matter. The whole team.
Just point. Pick somebody
just
out.
Just like point them out. Drop them. Let's go.
So what do you get for fighting in school?
Is it a penalty or
street cred?
30-day suspension.
Street cred.
Actually?
But.
Wait, in school?
No. Not in school.
30-day suspension.
30-day sports suspension. But when I was talking to Trevor, he said, hey, it's a senior year. He tore his ACL. It's not like he's really playing this season.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why
just,
do you care?
Why not just do
nothing
it?
It's just wear your brace.
It's the dogs. You got to do it.
It's Chelsea. Yeah.
That would be like the most hype moment I think of our entire Dexter school year.
If the Lats brothers got in separate fights, dude.
If you don't care about hockey, at least go.
Wait,
watch
if you yeah, okay, exactly. Let's say hypothetically they cleared the benches. Everyone's out there.
Everyone's rushing.
Would
ice?
Everyone get suspended? How would that work?
No, it depends if you get away.
Hey, I think they'd go to who started it.
On the real,
okay.
Yeah.
Do we rush the ice?
No, because somebody's gonna eat it.
That doesn't matter. It's senior year against Chelsea.
Yeah,
I say we rush it.
I say we rush it.
I'll fall for that.
I'll fall for it.
Just knock over all the panels.
Yeah, but then somebody's gonna get injured.
We about took them down last time.
Really?
And whatever.
Somebody's never been on the ice before. They put one foot on. It's a cracked head.
Did you see a couple of the first?
Everyone wears helmets.
The first game of the season, we played this team. And this other kid on the opposing team
got a real bad concussion.
Knocked himself out.
Yeah.
Wow. He was skating, slipped, domes the boards going head first.
He could have broken
his
neck.
He looking up, and then right back down. Oh. He just knocked out cold.
But then the coaches come out.
He knocked himself out.
They fall
He knocked
down.
Himself out
Both
in front of our student section. And they were just going crazy. The coach comes out in his dress shoes on the ice.
He could have been paralyzed.
Like, he's, like doing he's like doing a penguin walk on the ice.
Yeah.
And he's so the AD trips. The 80 trips and falls. The student section's going crazy for that. The dude who just knocked himself out, and they're all making fun of the coach. I wouldn't say making fun, but
yeah.
They're all like...
They're making fun of him. Come on, they're making fun of him.
They're having a good time.
Yeah. It was crazy.
Another big sport. Actually, two sports.
Two sports.
Yes, this
two
is...
Two sports.
A
Let me be very specific.
Yes.
We have
sports.
To be inclusive.
This is different.
This is
not just men's basketball. This is girls' basketball.
There's also women's basketball. Yes.
For
very...
They called it girls' basketball, so where
they
do
did.
I
okay,
stay
fine.
On
we'll
that? Where
we'll
do
call
I stay on that?
Well,
I
said it's a
I don't want to make anybody
basketball.
Mad, but I'm...
Can I even say female anymore?
I don't know.
I see we go girls' basketball. They call it that.
Women's
But that's very important. Everybody knows that's a high-quality sport at Dexter High School. A couple years ago, went to the Final Four. That's a big deal at Dexter High School.
Yes.
But... Let's be completely honest here without sliding to anybody.
Yes.
What are people really going to go to if you had to choose? There's people that are going to go to the men's game before they go to the women's game.
I just want
to
say, this is not sexist.
This
is not
a slight at anybody.
This is just the way the world...
This is purely on how our high school is going to run.
It's just how...
People are going
to
go
to
the men's basketball game before. I don't think that that's a knock to the women's basketball team.
It's not.
I don't think that they are...
If we play on different nights, people are bound to go to both of them.
I don't think that they work less hard, as you've been accused of, or the squall, rather.
Yeah.
I don't think we're trying to slight them. And,
that's not,
I mean, you can jump... I'll let you tell your story about what happened last night.
So, this isn't even that big of a deal, but...
Say who's talking
It is, though, and it shouldn't.
So, this was at a Parma Western game. Dexter was playing, and me being in the squall, I thought it would be a good opportunity to share the score of the game.
So, Mitchell Sterlitz,
he's
a sophomore in the squall.
Yeah,
he also plays basketball.
So, I was on the JV team. So, I took a photo, posted on the Dexter High School Instagram. It's Dexter_squall. Yeah.
Go and follow us.
Shout out.
So I posted it, and as a result of it, good news. Here's the good news, and I have bad news. Good news, we got 9 new followers.
Ayo.
Bad news, they're all pissed off.
Oh.
Yeah. Here's where they are.
Yeah. Still got followers.
They're
it's
all,
a bad way we got them.
They're all the girls' basketball team
22.
That decided to comment
bombard.
And kind of bombard
was so
the page with some very aggressive comments.
We gonna read them. We're gonna.
I don't know. I can read.
We'll read them here. We'll read them.
So
Mitchell's gonna miss.
Nobody goes to away basketball games for either sport.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna get mad about,
I'm not going to Parma Western to watch a men's basketball game.
I wouldn't even go.
I'm not going to Parma Western to watch a women's basketball game. I'm not going to Pioneer.
So I'm not gonna. I'm gonna keep these people anonymous. But someone said in all caps, "Girls." This is the only word in all caps in the entire sentence. So girls. Basketball also played very hard tonight against Pioneer, which is a very fair statement. Sure.
Granted, they did lose.
Yes, they
did
lose.
But they played hard.
Sure.
And that was what matters.
Okay.
Granted, both teams
lost. Another
JV
person
team won.
Also on the girls' basketball team said, and 2 weeks ago, the girls' basketball team opened up their season with a win against Parma.
Very
and
specifically,
that's
girls.
Yes.
All
now,
caps.
Sure, that's very good for them, and I respect that. It's just that we don't have the... Like, a lot of it is we just... It's not convenient.
I'm not taking my time out of my day to go cover a game in Parma if I'm not playing.
It doesn't matter if it's men's or women.
Time out. One, if you really want us to care that much and you want to get that coverage on the Squall, Joe Ramey and I were just talking about
it. Yeah, bring this issue up for people who...
Give him the schedule. Yeah. If you want people to care, you want me to cover it.
Tweet it out.
Give
me a schedule. Let us know.
Give me a schedule. No.
If you want more attention, you got to get wins.
Yeah,
it's not
you gotta
just,
get wins.
It's not
also,
just
send us the schedule so we know what's going on.
Yeah, if you send me, if you give me a text or you DM or whatever it might be, the Squall, and say, hey, we won tonight.
The Cleveland Browns is to make fun of how bad
55-60 or 60-55 against Pioneer, for example.
Uh-huh.
I'll tweet it out. Yeah. I'll post it.
I have
whatever.
No problems with like.
We're not slighting you. Yeah. It's just like we weren't there.
Yeah, it's not.
Why is that your responsibility?
If you're not proactive, I don't find it to be
granted. And then there was another tweet, who I'll also keep anonymous, tweeted.
Uh-huh.
It was like, girls sports really, or like, girls play sports too. And it's like, no, really. Do you guys really play sport? I never knew that.
Yeah.
It's not like.
That's just another very like passive aggressive thing. If you have an issue, go ahead and make it mature and bring it directly to the source instead of kind of beating around the bush.
Quick question. Did you guys get new uniforms this year?
We did not get any uniforms.
Do you know who did get uniforms?
You know who else got brand new shoes? $190 basketball shoes. LeBron 15s. Every single girl on the girls' varsity team.
And they also got backpacks.
And new uniforms. And backpacks.
Yeah. Hey, but who's counting? Who's counting anyway?
All right,
Excuse me, we posted something.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, we gotta switch topics to this guy.
We talked about that a little bit.
Did we?
We didn't really talk about him. We just talked about Nick Saban.
We talked a little bit about Nick Saban.
I don't know what's going on with him.
Okay, I'll give you a
quick synopsis. I don't know what's going on.
Doug Jones won a very crucial special election.
Now, who is Doug Jones?
Doug Jones is a Democrat from the state of Alabama.
Okay.
Won the Senate race by, it was 0.15%. Ooh. It was like 20,000 votes.
Yeah.
So that's a narrow margin. It's not quite small enough that it's deserving of a recount by typical standards.
Mm-hmm.
But it's big because, A, It closes the gap in the Senate, so now it's 51-49, majority of the Republicans.
Okay.
It's also the first time since, like, technically 1990, I believe, a Democrat won in Alabama, and then when he re-ran, he ran as a Republican.
Okay.
So the last time a true Democrat won was in the solid South of the 1950s, was in Alabama, because they always went Democrat. Yeah. The South did.
Mm-hmm.
But that's big news.
That's huge.
Trump was campaigning hard for Moore, Roy Moore being the Republican. So, I mean, what a lot of people are saying is he should have resigned or stepped down a little while ago. So there's this whole allegation that comes out about this. The yearbook is all I know about, other than there might be other.
I haven't heard this. What, do you know anything about it?
So this yearbook, he signed. Signed some yearbook with inappropriate remarks.
Oh, I think I remember
so
this.
So then when the girl came out, she publicized it, and now all this. A couple days ago, she retracts parts of it. She forged the date.
What?
And where
that's
it happened.
That's extremely shady.
Red flag number one.
The date and where it happened. But it's
two
not provable.
That it ever
everybody
happened.
Knows
is it provable that it ever
everybody
happened?
Knows he wrote it. She wrote the date and where it might have happened. But this guy is not somebody
I still find that odd that she would fake the date.
Forge it and lie about two things in that story.
It raises eyebrows.
I feel like all your
you know. Let's look it up. Here, let's
it lessens your credibility.
Let's look up.
What he says, if it's not that bad,
I feel like
that would still raise
it.
A red flag. You don't need to forge the quote.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Roy Moore yearbook.
Let's see what it says. Fact
What's
check.
Say?
She acknowledges she added a note to her yearbook.
Okay.
Yeah, she added. She added.
Go to the CNN one.
How long ago did this happen?
Just a couple of days ago.
Okay, I can't quite read it.
It's in very
very strong.
Hey, just go to a web page. Oh, I can't read that, man. Oh,
to a sweeter, more beautiful girl, I could
not say Merry Christmas.
Christmas 77.
1977. Love, Roy Moore. With the date 12. Okay,
so that's what
I will mention. So if you look at, she said she forged the date and the location. Neither of those look like anything that he wrote.
One, yeah. Why would he write that not in cursive?
Yeah.
And that also doesn't seem to match up
my
with
question
the handwriting.
Is, what's, that the makes problem, sense? What's the problem with that message?
Yeah. All, yeah.
I don't know. I think I mean, there's, some, did, there's a story we'll behind,
see,
there's another story behind.
There better be context.
Well,
there,
see,
that can't
there's
be
there's a lot of context.
I feel like now you can't say, like, beautiful girl is a teacher talking to a student, but I feel like in 77 you definitely could have.
Oh, my God,
yeah. I like you definitely could have.
Yeah, that's perfectly, like, that's, it's just.
Here it is. Here's the actual.
Yeah.
So
transcript of what was that? It is
right there. Inscripts.
To a sweeter, right. More beautiful girl, I could not say Merry Christmas. It is followed by the signature Roy Moore, DA, and the notation 12/22/77.
What is the
That's
old,
pretty what's I mean, we're old, coming up on that date.
What's the old Hickory House? What is that?
I don't know. Is
must
that where he worked?
Did he grow up in Alabama?
The old Hickory House.
Where he worked or something?
What does that even mean?
I must be spot.
Well, it was a yearbook.
Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Oh, so it was,
we think it's important evidence that supports Beverly's statement that Roy Moore asked to sign her yearbook when she was just 16 years old. He obviously wait. This is 1977. Let's do Roy Moore birthday.
So let's do a little bit of math.
So he's born in
1947. So in 77, he was 30 years old. She was 16. That's where it is. That's where it is.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that'll do it.
That's odd, but he never did anything, did he?
I don't. They haven't proven anything.
Still, I mean, if you're writing to
sure,
a more sweeter, more beautiful girl, he knows she's 16.
Yeah.
That's her yearbook.
And
you're
30 years old.
That's where you get looked at as a
cradle
robber.
That's
a
cradle robber.
That's a dumb goober.
Yeah.
You goober.
You just messed up, man.
I don't know.
I don't get how it's coming to light now, though, why it's a big deal.
You
know, I guess
a lot of things are happening.
They dug up the dirt right at the election. There's a lot of stuff.
Sylvester Stallone.
Well, it's the same thing that happened with Trump right before the
they also dug up
the dirt. As soon as he started
so
his campaign.
Dirt.
They,
so much dirt.
They
also
well, I don't know.
Supposed that went viral.
Yeah, so it was all.
What you mean?
They all come out right
that?
Then. I'm not discrediting what they said or how they said it, but that's something.
Wait, you were just saying.
So, like, a kid went viral for crying because he was bullied. And then it turns out
he got $50,000 overnight.
Yeah,
on a GoFundMe.
And
GoFundMe
like,
page.
The UFC.
Dana White tweeted out, help this kid out.
And like he's
damn.
Like, come to UFC. It turns
out
he's giving him
some MMA and lessons, Dana.
You
can't
know
himself.
They dig a little deeper into his mom's like Facebook, and it turns out that the family's racist.
Yeah,
extremely.
It's a photo of him holding a Confederate flag or something.
I also heard that he had some sort of. Like autism or Asperger's or something.
I've seen his face.
Maybe.
And
I
heard that he would go around the school saying
the N-word.
The N-word and racist things. And then the kids would kind of, you know, tell him.
Granted, we don't
talking.
Know the context.
We don't know the context.
The
truth
we don't know the whole story.
Thing.
We don't know the whole story.
But that.
Another thing. It's not big news, but it's something I want to talk about that
mm-hmm.
I think we could really hit.
All right, hold on. Let me check the time. You got about 3 minutes.
I don't know if you missed what we just said. Gender-neutral pronouns on my next vocab quiz.
Like, what do you mean by that? Like,
are you talking about, like, the LGBTQ? Let me look up.
What?
Zi. I think, hey.
Those are actual things?
Yes.
Yeah,
not, okay, that's not the important part.
Why?
Why is that on
my
vocab quiz?
Test.
Why is this relevant?
I have a hefty quiz, and
the world is in some dire straits when this is on his vocab quiz.
Yeah.
Okay. And
what is going on?
I think that there are over.
I don't want to offend anybody, but my goodness, why?
There are over 70 gender pronouns. Over
wow.
70
gender neutral pronouns.
I'm gonna have to just come out and say.
I don't think
I'm
I've
gonna
ever
go
used
two.
I'm gonna yeah.
The only one I know,
sir,
is,
ma'am.
The only one I don't do they are they offended
him,
by they
him, her.
Her they
no yeah they is becoming like they there and them is becoming offensive now.
Yeah.
Like you're not. You can actually be charged with a crime.
Gender pronoun
in Canada
list. Let's look at that.
For misgendering or like using
thank God
false
I
pronouns.
I go to Canada.
What is going
wow.
on?
Wow.
What is the world that we live in?
Why was this brought up in your upper level Litton?
I don't know. I wasn't even there. And I get alerted by somebody like, yeah.
All right, so we got them. So we have Fae.
What does that
so
even mean?
So it's
Fae. F-A-E. We have E / E-Y.
He,
she,
them.
They.
Look, no. Let's go to number five. Fair self. Himself. That's okay.
Herself. We have versa. X. We have an X.
Themself. And then herself, but it's spelled with an I. So is that higher self? I don't.
Here.
How is this supposed to be?
There's one that's the X.
XYR.
XYR.
It's like we're making another language on top of the English language.
Zers.
What is that?
Am I expected to go into a conversation and really ask?
If someone can tell us what these, we're genuinely curious. We're not bashing anybody. We're not trying to be offensive. I'm genuinely
extremely
curious.
I'm extremely curious.
The one thing I'm most confused about is why am I required to
learn?
I will give you times are changing.
Times are changing,
but
for the better or for the worst.
Is that something that's on my school curriculum? Is that, like, can I go talk to a board member if that's in the English curriculum?
Is it, like, is this, like, because, like, the minorities are complaining, or is
I don't
this
know.
This is even, this not is the even, minority, the minorities the, yeah, are people that use
I mean, I'm not going to say who my teacher is, but I believe there is some sort of political bias involved.
Yeah. I guess that's
fair. I would say that's fair, also.
But at the same time, why, in that same sense, your ideology is being pushed, your agenda is being pushed, but I don't know. That's all we got time for today.
Yeah,
so, all
right.
Thank you to
Thanks
Mitchell,
for tuning in.
Kellen,
yep.
Having joined us on the show.
Yep.
I'm Michael, or I'm Jacoby.
You're Jacoby.
Excuse me.
I'm Michael.
Yep.
We'll see you next Wednesday.
Sounds good. Bye.